How does the future of face-to-face meetings look in the digital age? And what's the role of going figital? A talk with MPI's Strategic Development Senior Advisor Angeles Moreno about the power of human connections. Hi Angeles, welcome to our studio.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm fine, thank you. Today we're going to talk about face-to-face meetings. And of course, the funny thing is we do it over a video call. Why does face-to-face still matter in these digital days?
Oh my God, that's a good question. But basically, it's because creativity, so this big impact in our minds that keep us thinking and evolving and continue our evolution as humans, mm-hmm. is only when you meet other humans is when you get that high level of creativity. It's when your mind really start thinking, provoking feelings that will become actions that drives you to results. And that's the way going forward. So that's why face-to-face will always matter. Even I still remember when Steve Jobs, in this era of iPhones right now and the big technology, said that that people have to be in the room together to really get the ideas flowing. Even he said that he was a big advocate, obviously, about technology. And he still believed that we need to put the right people in a room to make them exchange knowledge and exchange ideas. To continue growing. So that's why face-to-face will always matter.
What you see these days is that more and more meetings are replaced with video calls, digital meetings, sometimes even just by emails, and that's it. How do you deal with that? When do you decide to have a face-to-face meeting or event? It can also be a bigger event. Or the digital ways?
I think we are living in a fantastic era, so we can choose whatever we prefer. Mm-hmm. But we all agree that the meaningful connections, and really when you close deals, you get to meet people where you really want to grow in the future, in a longer term, you get the big inspiration is face-to-face in a human interaction. It doesn't mean that we can do also technology connection. But we believe that through a face-to-face meeting, you have a clearer communication. You can not only get the content or get to see other people, but you get to meet them. You read facial also expressions, the body language. And you trust more. When you meet other people, you really engage with the people in a human way. You get to feel them. And that's a big value. But we are living in an era where we can also continue step by step going through technology. And that's why the combination of the two in this digital landscape that we are right now is fantastic. It has to be then when we do face-to-face meeting, has to be very well designed, organized, and structured because we have limited time for that. So we are our expectations of these face-to-face meetings is much higher right now. So we need to feel that it's a big value moving us from our offices, our houses, or our day-to-day routine. It has to be more meaningful, no? When we meet face-to-face.
Yeah, you mentioned, and that's of course totally correct, that in a video call, you get less of the sense of the other person. You miss a lot of what's happening in the room. But technology also doesn't stand still. There's new technology on the way, virtual reality, which makes it even possible to put on glasses and actually sit in a meeting room with people.
Well, I think there will be, or we need to start thinking that it will be like a combination of the two. Is the digital actually customer experience at every turn. So it's not only the digital, but we are expecting this human interaction. So I think I was reading the other day in a conference that there was the main speaker was was virtual reality, and they had that. And they were saying, all the participants on social media, they were posting it. That's pretty cool. But we are missing to see him in person. And this was like a general comment that they had in social media as feedback from the conference. And the organizers were a little bit worried about the expectations of the people. So they felt like a show. It was fantastic to have that opportunity to feel that. But they were missing this human interaction. I think we will reduce the time that we dedicate to face-to-face, which will make us more effective and more efficient. But at the end of the day, we have to meet to make the final decisions in many different aspects.
Yeah.
And it's not only, and then in addition to that, you need to put also culture, and you need to put also different geographies and how other cultures interact. So for example, in my country, I'm based in Spain. I mean, the physical meeting is still something that is incredible. So the face-to-face, at any time that you talk to someone, the final sentence will be, okay, but when do we meet? Mm-hmm. So this is like a final sentence. But I'm experienced that. So I'm working with all European countries on a regular basis, every single day. And I'm experiencing that also in other cultures. It's not only in more in the Latin culture, where obviously is the maximum, but also in others. It's like the final conversation, if we can do it face-to-face, much better.
Yeah. You're also...
It's interesting.
You're also a valuable contributor to MPI. Also, MPI organizes a lot of face-to-face meetings. How do you deal with that at MPI? How do you make sure you get that right value in the face-to-face meetings?
That's the thing. As a value proposition from MPI is education, so executive education from a great value, networking, and building business opportunities. This is like the main three mantras that we have in association. And for getting the executive education, we have an incredible online platform, probably one of the best in the industry right now. But at the end of the day, the people want to network. So what we need to make very clear, and we need to be very conscious, that when we design any kind of networking opportunity or face-to-face opportunity, it has to be a very great value. We need to have the right people in the room to provoke the right and meaningful connections and conversations, so that when the people go out of that meeting space or that venue or any place that we meet them in person, the people really think that they were transformed somehow. Otherwise, we don't deliver the promise. And if we don't deliver the promise, then the people is not happy, is not satisfied. But even that we have a lot of people consuming all our online deliverables, in any kind of certification, meeting, keynotes, we have thousands of things and in different aspects and content, the people want to meet face to face. So they are asking us all the time, it's like, when are you doing something again, that you put the right people in the room? The beauty of that 20 years ago, we were attending events all the time, or meetings where there were thousands of people meeting. Now it can be smaller, more reduced, more to the point.
Yeah.
Shorter meetings, but with great value, very good design. Because this is at the end, the customer experience. When we do build the customer journey of all our type of members, for example, in MPI, we do create touch points, digital and physical. Mm-hmm. And the combination of the two is where we really exceed the expectations of the different members that we have in the association.
Okay. I remember there's still a future for the events and meetings industry.
I think I've been working in this industry for 21 or 22 years. And since I started, I've been hearing all the time, it's like, oh, technology is going to kill the industry. I think technology is improving the industry a lot. I think we are right now enjoying, as participants to events or as speakers or as stakeholders from the industry, we are really enjoying an amazing mix of the both, where technology is always helping to generate more meaningful human connections. Yeah. And it's really a great era. I think I'm enjoying a lot.
Okay, Angelos, that's a great one to conclude with. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.